college campuses are under great distress right now. Mm-hmm. There's population. These are very significant turn of events with the encampments and the protests and the rise of anti-Semitism, and it needs to be met head on and dealt with directly.
But why are universities struggling to defuse this?
Universities had to express their core values with the diversity are represented on their campuses. Particularly now, what's happening is that because they have not differentiated clearly and educated, there's a difference between Hamas and the Palestinians, that a lot of rhetoric for people who are think that they're or ostensibly protesting for are actually calls for the elimination of Israel and its Jewish citizens. This is a moment for education, which is what these places of higher education are supposed to do. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be teaching differentiation. They're supposed to be teaching that Hamas is a terrorist organization to eliminate the Jewish state and all of its Jewish citizens. Therefore, there's a whole intermingling of populations that are rising up with this anti-Semitic rhetoric.
Well, what's the situation at Yeshiva University? Are you seeing any increase in interest by Jews to come to that university?
Yeshiva University has experienced an incredible increase in our enrollment. We already have the longest wait list we've had in our history before October 7th, just by the Jewish students who wanted to come to study by us. But after October 7th, the enrollment has spiked even more. We have transfer students from other universities, students expressing their interest in attending a campus that actually nourishes who they are, as opposed to puts them on the defensive. And that's the big difference. You know, in other campuses, Jewish students are finding that they need to work to protect themselves. On our campus, they're actually growing and being nourished and maximizing who they are as future Jewish leaders.
I want to ask you, do you think that this is a fad, a sort of spring break, flash in the pan, or something radically changed at U.S. universities?
I think that this is something that is inherent in the university system that needs to be addressed. This is not a matter that's simply going to go away. It's part of this whole binary philosophy of placing people either as the settlers and the colonizers versus the victims, and Jews in this very narrow prism are seen as colonizers and aggressors. It's all mixed with much of the theories in America about race and privilege. And this is something that education institutions are supposed to be doing, which is to educate, find differences, and to teach complexity. And that has been missing from universities. I do think with that, there's a moment of high tension because of the war in Gaza. And, as this war gets executed, and hopefully comes to a conclusion that ensures Israel's safety, then there will be there will be some reduction of the overt tension that exists right now. I do see that. Having said that, there really is a core problem that needs to be addressed, which is a very narrow prism of how to view the world and the Jewish people.